In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you on this Friday. Get to some headlines here brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Your Panthers lose last night in overtime. 2-1, 2-1 filthy against us.
Yep. Did,
Curtis?
Ooh, I ain't gonna read his name. Hey, Vlad, how does it feel being part of a fan base that would rather keep OG and Josh Hart rather than getting Giannis?
I know what this numbnuts is talking about.
I appreciate you not reading his name,
though. That's what I said! I said I'm not reading his name.
Can we clean it up a little on our YouTube handles, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah, his name is Big Rich Buck.
Hey, there you go. I like that.
Big Richard.
Anyway.
Yeah. The answer to that is no fan base.
You give him a plane ticket?
Ooh.
Josh Hart's got the pass because he's Jalen Brunson's BFF. Dude. But OG and Mikal?
Either one of them could go.
Hit the bricks.
Cat. They gave up a whole lot for Mikal.
Right.
What is the Knicks?
Did they give up four first round picks? He ain't that much of an impact player.
Yeah, he was an impact in the playoffs.
You know what he done do? He don't miss no games.
Iron Man. The thing is with the aprons, though, doesn't have to be a one-for-one with the Knicks?
The apron costs us a lot. But the thing about it with the apron is if we giving up like Cat and OG, they got to give us Kuzma or Portis.
How much does Cat make? Cat makes a lot of money, doesn't he?
They both are at least close to combined $80 to $85 million.
That's a tough trade to make.
OG got 45, I believe, and Cat's nearly.
I think it's got to be like even money.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
But if he wants to go there, he's gonna go there.
Hey, Vlad, we'll figure it out.
Listen, he's gonna dictate some terms, I believe. But I do think that if Giannis's ultimate thing is winning, I do think that things open up. I think this opens up things for the Hawks. I think if you're like him and you're like.
Think he won't go to Atlanta, though?
I ain't gonna lie to you. If I really wanted to win, and the team that would do it, and without a doubt, go to OKC.
I said that. They got a whole bunch of assets,
yeah,
too.
But I don't think OKC's going to. If you're OKC, why would you trade for him? Why not just win the next five titles? You might already win the next five titles. You have the best player.
And the youngest team.
You're young. You're going to get a top three pick this year. Like, it's almost like if I was them, it almost rocks the boat too much. Like, if it was San Antonio, like that, and you're like, hey.
Have Giannis and
Wembanyama.
Yikes.
Like, that'd be crazy.
Nah, if you get Giannis.
But I don't know if he wants to go. If I'm him, like, don't want to go to San Antonio. Because let's be honest. This guy's been looking for a big market.
Wait.
You know?
He's already told you where he wants to go.
He's been flirting with big markets.
Well, if he wants to go to a big market, L.A.'s already Luka. That's Luka.
That is Luka.
Houston is already KD.
And then, you know, he says Florida cities make him happy.
It's either between Florida cities or, you know, New York City.
I don't think he likes Splash Mountain that much.
I don't know if he likes. I know he doesn't like.
Who would it be? See, I think the Heat and the Knicks are in two different places. The Heat have won and are competing. So I don't know if they're going to go into all of these aprons to get Giannis. Whereas New York trying to win, don't care about the aprons.
I'll be dead ass. Like, you probably always trade for Giannis when you can get Giannis. But if I was the Knicks, the only thing that would make me nervous about it is he and Damian Lillard was like oil. It just didn't work. And I think that Jalen Brunson's so the dude on that team that it's like, is that the best
but different
course of
you think Giannis goes in and understands that
you're Giannis, dude. I don't
It was Giannis's team and Dame went to Giannis.
You go somewhere, it's Giannis's team, dude. Hold on. Like, I'm sorry. And that's with Jalen Brunson having all the credentials that he's done, and I respect that dude a lot. It's one of these things.
We've seen this already happen before.
With what?
LeBron and D Wade.
Warriors.
Oh, the Warriors.
KD joined the Warriors. It was still Steph's team.
It's a different thing, though, because both of those guys, the spacing is never an issue with those guys because you have one of the greatest shooters.
And here's the second reason why. Even as great as Giannis is, in that championship run that they when the Bucks won the title, the go-to guy was Chris Middleton.
Mm-hmm.
That was the guy that when it was Bucky getting time.
Yeah, because he can't shoot.
Because he could, right.
So can't shoot free throws. Although he did have that incredible 50-point game.
So you can give me the 50-point game, but when it's, when it's clenched cheeks time, we all know the ball's going to number 11.
Because you don't want him at the free throw line.
What do you got? What are you doing now?
He's eating.
What you got? Again?
That's not your tooth, is it?
Yeah, I heard chiclets.
Your tooth came out.
Jolly Rancher? It sounded like hard candy.
Again with the Skittles!
Skittles are good.
You don't learn!
Skittles are good, man.
You just went to the dentist. I know nobody's debating whether they're good, Vlad. He's losing chiclets on the air. You have been eating so much candy.
I was eating a donut.
What do you think loosened it up a little there, fella?
I'm going right side.
What is
this? You're like Luis Castillo, power hitter?
I'm running motion to the wide side of the field.
All right, let's get to the injury news. The Miami Heat.
Not
here
great.
We go.
Not great.
But here we go. Go ahead. Tell him.
Tyler Hero. Doubtful tonight. It's been downgraded to doubtful with a toe injury.
My toe.
Norman Powell is available tonight. And Eric Spoelstra confirms that Tyler Hero is going to undergo an MRI tomorrow on his right toe.
Vlad, want me to tell you what happens? Here's what happens.
Go ahead.
When you have a foot injury or you got to wear certain padding, you have to wear a bigger shoe. When you have a bigger shoe, your foot slides around in that thing.
Oh, you think he jammed up his
foot? Yes. Yes, because normally, and this is why I got jacked up toes, you got to wear really tight shoes so that you don't hurt something like that. With your foot sliding around the ankle, or sometimes it goes all the way up to your knee if your foot's sliding around in your shoe. So, but when you have injuries to your feet, you have to wear padding or something like that. You got to get bigger shoes. Sometimes your foot slides in there.
I also remember Tyler Hero said, like, ideally it would have been him coming back 2 weeks later, but he wanted to return quicker. But
maybe he should have taken those 2 weeks.
Maybe. I don't know. But that doesn't make me that makes me feel a little squeamish.
If he's getting an MRI, is basically saying to me it's something more than a boo-boo. It might only end up being a sore toe. But if you're getting an MRI and you're getting pictures, that means it might be something.
Bam 2 weeks.
Dude,
you'd scare me toes.
Toes do not, especially big toe.
So let me be an instigator.
Mm-hmm.
Did he rush 2 weeks early because he saw the success the team was having?
I don't know. Vlad, I'm going to be honest as a player. The hardest thing in the world
is seeing your team being successful.
Is not necessarily that, but seeing a guy do you better. You see what I'm saying?
And everybody's loving it.
Right.
You know, everybody's.
Right.
Because it was funny. People were saying
because people say, I'm comfortable with my position as a starter. I know what my role is or whatever. But when you sitting out and you see another guy come in there and ball in any sport, you get start getting a little antsy. It's like, hold on now. You say you can't lose your job as a starter, but look, because of injury, but look around the world.
It's funny because the Heat are in this – you're in this honeymoon phase with Norm Powell, right? Like, everybody's just very –
yeah, but
just,
Norm like, –
he's been – and he's deserved.
Like, who doesn't like
Norm? Who doesn't like Norm, right? But it was funny because even, like, the first game or one of the first games that Tyler came back and he was talking about the new offense and he goes, you know, we could throw some screens in there, some pick and roll, you know? And it's like, oh, here's Mr. Screen Merchant. But then Norm Powell went on the Young Man in the Three podcast with Bam and literally said the same thing. And he was like, you know, we could mix it. I was really hopeful we could run two-man game with Bam, get the screens in there. I could throw you some lobs, you know, open things up. And it was like, oh, Norm. He makes such points.
Hey,
he makes points.
You know what? That's how I feel.
What do you mean?
Because sometimes I'll say something 2 weeks in advance. Mm-hmm. Then you'll say it 2 weeks later. And everybody's like, that Tobin is spot on.
That's not true. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen.
You know what? We'll wait till after Sunday. When we come in here on Monday.
Oh, bro.
When we come.
I said the same thing, Leroy. I said, look, on Monday, you're going to be, oh, I didn't watch the selection show.
I did. I'm not going to watch.
Yes, you are.
I'm not going to watch.
Yes, you are.
I'm not going to watch.
I'm going to tell you why I know.
I'm not going to watch.
All right. I can tell by the story. You're going to, look, it's something you don't hear. There's a difference. You don't want to watch, but you're going to watch.
I'm not going to watch. I'll watch Panthers Islanders.
You're Tobin. Lying. First of all, you're lying.
Tobin.
What time is the game?
Well,
what time's the committee?
It's at noon, so you'll be here doing.
Oh, they're doing a pre football,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you're doing it.
I'm gonna be on the air. That's just convenient.
Oh no, you wait. Somebody gonna send a message, or you gonna have that TV
on, and you gonna scream.
Oh, I don't care what you're talking about with the Dolphins.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm not gonna be happy with what I should have gotten the whole time. So
it doesn't matter.
It does to me. Don't play with my emotions.
Don't toy with your emotions.
My point being, though, so Norm Powell's available tonight. Tyler Hero's going to miss, I guess, his 18th game at least. He played tomorrow. I can't imagine the day he's getting an MRI.
So
he's going to play.
Hey. So if Powell comes back and they play well, mm-hmm. and they win against a tough Orlando team getting.
And they throw up a lot of points.
And they throw up a lot of points against Bonero and the boys.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start saying that maybe.
Dribble, dribble, dribble.
I don't know what to say, dude. I understand why everything is out there with Tyler because it's like hey, when he's out, things were humming.
He is one of your best scorers. Hmm?
Super talented.
The problem is, how does he incorporate that with the running and
to be honest with you, here's the bigger issue with Tyler Hero right now. Forget about fit. Forget about fit for a second. The number one thing that's his biggest
availability.
Issue. Availability. Yeah. If we're going to have another Tyler Hero lower body injury, another one.
No, it's not. Dude, it's his toe.
Whatever, dude.
Right.
Foot, toe, another one of these things that we got to do. Like, that was the other thing. Like, forget about fit. Forget about that for a second. He's missing more games. Like, you're already. So we're going to be at the end of the weekend. It's going to be, what, 20 games, basically?
Yep.
Already to start the season? Yeah, that's a problem, dude.
Who do you think is racking his brain right now? Got to be Pat. Like,
oh yeah, for sure. And I got to imagine.
Has he ever played a full season?
He played last year.
Last year.
Last year he played over 70. I think he played 70. I think he only missed four games last year.
Okay.
Yeah, he had he was super durable last year.
All right.
But this year.
And it wasn't even
It wasn't a good year.
It was a fluke.
He had a good year.
It was a fluke. Like, it's a birth defect or something, right?
He had an extra bone, he said, in his foot.
Yeah.
This one's now on the other foot, but you said, like,
toe.
Compensation and toe.
Toe, man. Toe. So. Dude, I'm telling you, ooh, that's not cool, RVA Richie.
Take a break. Back after this.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you got on TV here, Vlad? What is going on here?
This is the World Cup draw.
Oh! Where is this?
Are they singing or what are they doing?
They got like a whole
Washington D.C. Even our president.
Who's that? Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart's there?
Kevin Hart.
I thought that dude with the pink suit on was Ellen.
You did?
Yeah.
He did.
I think Ellen's canceled. I don't think she's gonna get a gig.
I don't
like
think
that.
She's gonna be in D.C. next to 47.
Didn't Jennifer Hudson take her show?
Could have been.
I don't know what channel's on what.
But right now, yes, Fox is doing a big presentation for the World Cup draw. Who is this? That looks like.
Is that Heidi Klum?
Yes, I think that is Kluminati.
Daniels will play this week.
Who?
Jaden Daniels?
Jaden Daniels.
Oh, that's
yes,
nice.
Yes, yes, yes.
Does that tickle your fancy?
No.
Vikings?
No. Neither team's going to playoffs.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hmm?
Oh, this is a great week. That means four of the quarterbacks drafted in last year's. In the 2024 draft, we'll play against each other.
The last two drafts. So you got the Ward-Shador.
Ward-Shador this year, and then you have McCarthy versus Daniels last year.
There you go.
So they're doing a draw.
Okay, that's cool. So this will draw into what group we're playing?
Yes, you will know who's in the group of death, like the group, so we'll know where the United States, who are the teams the United States will have to face in order.
We had this question. Vlad, you don't get a – does the home country get an automatic pass to the knockout round?
No.
Okay.
Back in the days, they used to get the automatic bid for the dance. Then they stopped doing that recently. The host country was automatically in the World Cup, but they stopped that because they're including 48 countries now.
The final games at MetLife?
Yes, MetLife.
Are they going to put grass down?
They do change the grass for the stadiums in that game. And guess what? I don't know if you guys touched on this. The NFL and the Players Association are talking about different surfaces for the upcoming season, next season.
Yeah.
Yeah. They.
Oh, really?
The fake grass is terrible.
Yeah. They finally realized that.
You think Stephen Ross told everybody to stop being cheap bastards?
I think
it's actually more expensive for the synthetic grass just to maintain it.
So it's just easier to roll out?
It's easier when you have a stadium where you put a whole bunch of other stuff.
Whatever, dude. I mean, you got to start treating the sport like they treat soccer, you know?
Like they don't. Players have been arguing that for years.
Yeah, like it's crazy.
But here's what happens when you own a stadium or an arena or whatever you want to call it, and you have a number of different events there, you want the ease of being able to roll out.
I know, but did you see what those mother bleepers had in Madrid? They had like it goes under the stadium with like lights to keep the grass.
Yeah.
Like
What about what they do in Arizona?
We definitely could have a grass
band. What they do with Arizona? It's a whole grass bay.
No way you couldn't do that. That everybody couldn't do that. With how much sport money the sport is.
Here's what I would say. I would say it should be a requirement for all new stadiums. Some of the stadiums are grandfathered in. But I wouldn't say anything to the Dolphins. They got
no. I'm not right. The Dolphins. I'm not talking about that. I'm
talking about MetLife.
I'm talking about first of all. Yeah,
it's hard. Can I just
I'm
say
talking about the turf of death
as a player? As a player, there's some stadiums that I played in that I would rather artificial turf than grass
because
of the potholes and it's uneven and
that Cleveland grass.
Yeah, well, that was a baseball field, right? So
patchy.
Like. Yeah, like we scored touchdowns in morning track.
Olinda Mari hated when we had the baseball field.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what, dude? The Marlins are winning more than you are. Enough. I don't want to hear you whining.
But there's some – I think that is the problem, that there needs to be some standard, because these teams, like, while they say they care, mm-hmm. they don't. They just want to get that field out of there and have that concert that night.
Man. Let's see. All right, so – this is going to be – so, like, does the draw take, like, 3 seconds and this is just a bunch of pomp and circumstance?
Oh, no, it's all a pomp and circumstance. You got 8 groups. It's a lot of groups.
All right. Well, so how do they do it? Do you know? Like, is it lottery balls? Does any soccer fan want to call in and let me know if you got this?
There's a committee does it, right?
I think it is lottery ball.
That's kind of cool.
They just pick up a group A and then they just
that's
start.
The World Cup.
That's the cup.
Why does it look so different?
It don't look different at all.
It definitely looks different. No. That's not what the World Cup looks like. That's the
and, oh, it does look
it's
different.
It's got Donald Trump's name
no.
on it.
No.
No, it's different.
Yeah, it does. It has Donald
yeah,
Trump's name.
That ain't the cup.
That's not the cup, dude.
That ain't the cup.
That's got like, it yeah. looks like. It looks.
He just ruined it. Like, why we, like, why can't we just watch the.
Who is this guy coming out with the pipe?
First of all, listen.
That's not a pipe. That's a mic
Carter,
in front of him.
FIFA. Has to show love to the host country.
You understood. Know, wait. First of all, I don't even want to say this, but I'm going to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand why they get along so well.
FIFA
and Donald Trump.
FIFA loves corruption.
Oh, there he is. Look at 47.
Oh, there it is. There's the prez.
45, 47.
Carter Verhaeghe.
But what are they giving him? Like, is that so he gets his own trophy?
Listen, I'm president.
Is he getting his own trophy?
I'm allowing you guys to play here. I might not like it.
It's not solid gold.
It looks like zombie hands grabbing.
That's a lot of hands on a ball.
But the World Cup only has one hand, right?
It's not a hand. It's
just a trophy.
Don't we
with
have a fake
ball?
One? I think there's a fake one here. I think we have. I think Tyler had one in the office. We can go grab it.
Oh wait, he's giving himself a medal.
They're giving him.
He deserves it.
They're giving him.
No, he's just getting honored.
Yeah. What do you think he's going
to
be doing?
That's why the only reason why they did it in Washington, so he didn't have to go far?
Well.
I mean.
It'd be the down there. I mean, he could go do it in Palm Beach. He could do it City Place.
Nah.
You know?
No.
Go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Jeez. That's fancy.
Wait, is that a...
Is that a
picture of him on that medal?
Yes. No, I don't know.
You know they probably had to do that, make him feel good.
For sure. No, that's that looks like it's the trophy of that. It's the picture of that hands trophy.
That's a good tan he got on, man.
That's not a tan, dude.
It is a spray tan.
And
bro.
Now he pulls off his makeup.
Ain't no way in December you have a tan like that in Washington.
No.
Well.
Cardi.
Hey, are
take a
excited?
Break.
You excited to find out where the U.S. going to?
I am excited. See, this is what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm a good bandwagon fan. I can hop onto this.
Yeah, we.
I got the pinks tomorrow.
When does the World Cup start?
In next year.
Can you ask Tyler if we can have the? Does he still have the World Cup? Does he have the fake World Cup around? I want to see if we could borrow it for a segment.
All right, well, let's take a break.
We'll take a break. Mixed bag coming on up after this.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program.
This is a Temu World Cup.
That is. You guys got your World Cups now.
Hey, how do we know it's a Temu World Cup?
Because it says Temu on it?
Nope. Because underneath, look how they spelled Italy.
Flip it over.
Wait a minute. Maybe they spelled it the way it was supposed to.
You can't flip it over. What do you want?
Because you have your words upside down. So if you, there you go. Now everybody can read it spelled Italy.
Literally.
What a disrespect to the great Simone Fontecchio.
All right.
Well, keep it on camera, dude. I mean, try and be a showman here, huh?
All right. There we go.
We got it. So, yeah, we're watching right now. We got the World Cup draw going on. Of course, the Pinks tomorrow taking on Vancouver for the MLS Cup.
So, do we have anybody on our team that's playing in the on the U.S.?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All
right. Not that I'm aware of, but I'm the wrong guy to ask, dude. This is you think asking hockey questions is hard for me?
No, you just get mad.
Now we have grass hockey. I mean, that's gonna be that's a lot.
You know what they call grass hockey? Mm-hmm. Field hockey.
Do people still play field hockey? Is
women.
That a thing?
It's a women's sport.
That's like an up north thing, though, right? No girls play.
No,
field
that's
hockey
what
down
they
here.
Do.
Down here?
Field hockey.
Isn't that a northern sport?
It's just all
I never
know
see field hockey down
it's
here.
It's a I think female women play field hockey and men play what's the other thing?
With lacrosse?
Lacrosse.
Yeah. I think girls have gotten into lacrosse too, so I think that's probably what's killed field hockey. If field hockey
No,
still a
field
thing.
Hockey is probably all the broke backs from bending over trying to
cuz it's like a version of hurling. Remember hurling?
No.
The Heishishis play that?
No.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Miami Heat. Giannis talk. Giannis fodder. You guys want some Giannis fodder?
I love Giannis fodder.
This is Kirk Goldsberry.
Because you're a Knicks fan and you think he's going to end up in New York.
No, I don't.
On the Zach Lowe show, he says that the Heat have been snooping around Giannis since the bubble.
Going back to the bubble, there was smoke around. You know, Miami always has these, you know, you've heard all the intel around Miami for years. They're doing due diligence on people. But I remember talking to a Bucks coach at the time being like, dude, one of the Miami coaches is kind of like tampering with our guy in the bubble. And I don't know if it's true or not, but I just remember thinking that. And then you start to hear about, oh, yeah, they're building around, they're waiting. And so I think Miami has to be mentioned. They are playing well. They are a smart team. They've been able to sort of resurrect careers like Giannis's. So I think they have to be mentioned. Unfortunately for Heat fans, they have one of the more awkward front office predicaments hindering them from making a big trade right now, which is this big Terry Rozier cloud
uncertainty
that it comes with. Do they have an extra pick coming back to them? What can they do with Terry Rozier? Will the league allow them to even trade Terry Rozier's contract or not? So I think they're sort of playing with one hand behind their back at the exact time where a potential Giannis move for them is available.
Wow. You know, I'm glad that other people are seeing this rat finkery from Adam Silver to give me back my pick.
I'm amazed that no matter who it is,
it's good to hear.
If they say something that you like,
neutral party,
you will swallow all of the hate for at least this segment.
Neutral party. Hey, we're just saying, hey, you know what? That is, hey, great, hey, great point by him. Great point by him.
You're the worst.
Just saying,
you
great
are
point by him.
The worst.
Great point, you know? The Miami Heat don't seem to have a fair shake because the NBA covered up a scandal. Very interesting. Just food for thought.
That's what he said?
Kind of. That's kind of what he said.
I don't think
that's kind of what he said.
I'm more than sure he said.
That's kind of what he said.
He did not say the league covered up a scandal.
Well, no, but he's saying, jeez, you know, it's unknown. It's an unknown prediction. That is also another thing, because I keep seeing in these mechanisms for this trade, I keep seeing Terry Rozier being thrown
in. Is it mechanisms or machinations?
I think both are the same. It's not like honker and hunker. So I keep seeing in these deals the Terry Rozier thing being thrown in there. And I legitimately don't know this question. Are they allowed to trade the Terry Rozier contract? I don't know. I really don't know. I'm unaware.
So that's one thing to be stuck with the Terry Rozier thing.
Right.
But so.
Because it's expiring.
It's expiring this year.
Yes.
So why can't they trade that expiring contract?
I don't know. I don't know if they can. I don't know what the answer to that is.
Because if he's on a leave, technically is he injured and then you can't trade an injured player?
Good question. I don't know. These are good questions.
Can you trade a suspended player?
I don't believe you can.
Then why would you be able to trade Terry Rozier?
Because he's not suspended.
Yes, he is. He's on the commissioner's list.
I don't think that's suspended.
He ain't getting paid.
But his money is going into an account.
He's not getting paid, though.
He's not losing game checks. His game checks are just going into a frozen place right now, and it will go either one way, either to the Heat or to Terry Rozier if he's found, I guess, innocent. But I do. But the Heat are getting no tax relief from these games. I believe when a guy's suspended, I don't know. You know what? I might be making that up. I don't know when you're suspended if you get tax relief on that or not. But
no,
I don't know if he's. I don't know if he's ineligible to be traded. I have no idea.
Can you imagine being traded and you're not even playing basketball?
What do you think he's up to?
That was huh?
What do you think he's up to, Terry Rozier?
Sweating,
maybe checking the odds.
Sweating.
Because I don't think he's been in court yet, other than like when he first got arrested.
I know Chauncey was.
Chauncey was. Yeah. I don't think Terry Rozier has been in court yet, though.
Well, because that court.
You think they're going after these guys to get who, well, in Chauncey's situation, who's to figure out who was behind it, so they went for the biggest name to.
Yeah.
It says that Terry Rozier's court date is next week, the 8th. Is that Monday? Right. It's Monday, right? Or Tuesday?
That would be Tuesday, I believe.
Okay. It's the 11th?
No. It would be Monday. You're right.
Monday court date.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wonder what a court is going to. Should we be court reporters?
Is it Washington?
No, I think it'll probably be a local one, I would imagine.
It'll be in Miami?
I don't know.
No.
You think he's got to go to New York?
Because Chauncey was in New York.
Chauncey was in Portland, wasn't he?
No.
I think you just have to. I'm not sure.
No, you got to go where the charges are filed. And keep in mind, it's interstate, so you could get charged anywhere.
Well, he was, yeah, the first court that he was in Orlando.
So. Right. Well, you can arrest him and have his arraignment in any federal court.
Brooklyn, Chauncey Billis was in Brooklyn for his.
Right.
I don't know where Terry Rozier's is due.
Because we ain't seen Terry Rozier in a while.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Crazy.
Yeah. Mm.
Anyway, more on the Zach Lowe show. Zach Lowe says,
"Didn't you say you didn't like him?
Oh,
he's fine. He's not Bill Simmons.
All right, so
Bill Simmons, I find unctuous.
This is AI overview.
Yes,
mm-hmm. He is due back in a Brooklyn federal court on December 8th.
Okay,
so he'll be in New York.
All right,
yeah. So that's where you get your you plead guilty and not guilty.
the Heat will be getting ready for the NBA Cup, which is also right there with the World Cup.
So Terry Rozier will be in New York.
If we ranked cups, NBA Cup, World Cup, World Stanley Cup.
Number, World Cup
is World Cup number one or World Stanley Cup? Cup
World
one?
Cup, then Stanley Cup. Cup.
Then NBA Cup.
Because World Cup is the whole world.
What about MLS Cup?
No, NBA Cup better than MLS Cup. Yeah. Unless the Pinks win tomorrow.
What about the Flanagan's Cup?
I love the Flanagan's.
Free refills?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. There's no bad. There's nothing better than the green cup, man. The green
I got 17 green cups, but I never bring them back. I always get another green cup.
So think about the look at that. You love the Flanagan cup more than any other cup.
I'm going to tell you what I do love. I ain't going to even lie. I love the family pack. You get ribs, wings.
Why is...
Oh, my God.
I got to stop you for a second. I'm sorry. I just looked up at the draw. Why does it look like America's Got Talent up there where they have like the little... Is that because Heidi Klum is there? Why
it
is
like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah, why does Donald Trump look like he's in Celebrity Jeopardy? What's going on here? Who is that lady?
I don't know.
I don't know.
She Boy, looks like- this is really... We are really showing our true ignorance towards the matter.
I'm sorry.
What? We don't know what's
my
going
first
on,
time
man.
Watching.
I
the
don't
draw.
Know. I definitely don't know, but I ain't gonna say.
I wouldn't judge anybody if they were watching like a UFC way, and I'd say, "Hey, listen, you're learning."
I ask you, except why would you take me? I go to a weigh-in with Tobin, and the dude is doing the naked thing.
Oh, I know who it is. I'm sorry,
that
thank
lady,
you. RVA Richie. Thank you. Yes, it is the Mexican president and probably the Canadian prime minister because since
because that's all the countries is going to be held.
Countries that Very are good. Hosting. The MLS. So
Well, thank you, RVA Richie.
RVA Richie with the Mexican. I think that's the Canadian.
Makes
I don't
sense.
Think they have a president.
The lady is the Mexican one.
Yes, the lady's the right. Mexican one. And the Canadian gentleman, I think, is the prime minister. I think.
Who's missing?
That's it. That's it. There's only three.
No, but there's an extra podium there. It seems like there should be a mystery pick.
Oh, is there a mystery pick?
There should be a mystery pick. Who should we – do we have another representative? Do we get to fight? Like, do they get Canelo? It's like Canelo, Drake, and LeBron. And it's like you get one bonus, you get to pick the pot.
That would have been great if Drake was there because that probably might be the only peaceful city he can come into in the United States where they might not boo him. It will be D.C.
Anyway, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So Zach Lowe, he says there's no way the Heat are getting Giannis if they don't trade Khalil Ware.
Well, we talked
the
about
Heat can trade two first-round picks as of now because of the pick they owe Charlotte. That's all they can trade. They can trade some swaps. The negotiations begin and end with Khalil Ware. If Khalil Ware is not in the deal, then we're just not talking. Because Tyler Hero, Andrew Wiggins, that's cool. Like, those guys are fine. Yeah. They're not keeping me relevant. We're still going to suck. We don't get any golden chip picks because if Giannis gets traded to the Heat are going to be good. It's Ware or bust. And Ware is making a huge leap. He looks like a future, you know, like potential all-star player. I don't think that's an exaggeration based on how well he's played lately. The fit with Bam is TBD. And you know, if you threw Ware, Hero, Rozier, two first-round picks, a bunch of swaps, I still don't think that's other teams can beat that.
All right, there you go. I agree with him. I don't think you have a shot getting Giannis without giving up Ware. Especially with, you know, like unless it's huge pressure from Giannis.
One of the things that I have truly enjoyed with this team is how much younger they got.
Yeah, that's
in
true.
In a short period
and he
of
looks
time.
Good, dude. He looks so good.
And just to see all these guys grow, keep in mind, most of your roster is 26 or under. And so if you trade a lot of that, and then bring in Giannis, who's what, 32? 31, 32? 31.
You think 31. Pat Riley gets on the phone?
And do that, are we not kind of going back to where, you know, you tried to get away from it? Like, you wanted to get younger, you wanted to build something, you wanted to do that. Now you got a chance at a superstar. You get him. If it doesn't work,
you think like Pat Riley ops negotiation? You know what he does is he tells Khalil Ware, he says, hey. He goes, what's up, Pat? He goes, throttle it back on the rebounds a little bit, huh? Let's nuke that trade value. Start playing Kasperis Jakaciunas more.
Wait, how are you going to play? They play two different positions.
Put Giannis, he's like, Cass, get in there. Playing the five. He's like, what?
So If we'd had the same conversation last year, it would have been Jovic instead of Kalel.
I think Kalel still would have been in the talks, and then you would have had, I mean, if this was last year, before the draft, you would have had the extra pick to give up for this year that you ended up taking Jakachonis with.
The problem is you have such young talent, they have no value. So when you trade, they don't match up.
I think Kalel has a lot of value.
No, I know I mean value as far as money.
Oh, money, yes, I understand.
Like, you're throwing in young guys, but they have, like, you could get five of those guys for the Terry Rozier contract.
I did a mechanism on the trade machine.
Oh, so can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When did you first hear these rumors?
I did this on...
No.
Wednesday?
When did you first hear the rumors about Wednesday?
Wednesday.
And how quick did you get to the trade machine?
I mean, I didn't run to it. Once I settled down on the night, you know, helped the kids with their homework, you know, I had a little dinner. Then I sat down at the old office.
Right. So wait. Did you write a little mental note to yourself? Let's get this trade done after dinner.
Just like
By the way, the US is in Group D.
Group D.
Yes.
Okay. Already, so we haven't drawn opponents yet, though.
No, we haven't. We don't know who's in our group. The host cities are the first.
Okay, so the host is the fourth guy. So they're
Do they pull? They just pull randos?
Well, yes. I believe Canada's in Group A, Mexico's in Group B, and the U.S. is in Group D. And now we're
There's four groups, right?
There's more than four groups.
Oh.
There's like.
We got to get the selfie in.
8 to 12 groups, I believe.
Look.
Got to get the selfie in. All right. So when do we hit the old rando?
We're about to find out.
We'll take a break and then we will bring the World Cup draw.
Final draw.
Yeah, final draw is coming up.
Ooh, look at the World Snow. Cup.
Wow, it's like a different planet. We'll take a break. We'll find out the results of the World Cup. Back after this.
I'm Kilauea of the Miami Heat. Listen to our games here.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.